tax office data of companies earning over $100 million shows over a third have paid no tax at all, and many have paid only a fraction on their total incomes. The report comes from recently passed legislation as a deal done between the Greens and the government. It's ripe pickings for those who have wanted to see greater scrutiny of large companies, but for some, it's not enough.
The information that's been released by the ATO is based on the new transparency laws. We've done an analysis on the information, and obviously there's no information to reconcile what tax credits are available and the difference between corporate income, as the accounting standards would require, and what taxable income is. So we're using limited information. The transparency information is not as transparent as it would allow us to be able to understand where the differences have come from.
Dr. Brett Govinda, lecturer at the University of Technology, Sydney, speaking there. 554 local and 985 foreign-owned companies appeared on the Tax Commissioner's list. In total, they had a combined turnover of $1.6 trillion, $169 billion in profit, and paid a combined $39.9 billion in tax. But over a third paid no tax at all. Big companies like General Motors, Foxtel, Glencore, Qantas, Lendlease, David Jones, and Chevron all dodged the bill. Chevron just came out of a court battle with the Australian Tax Office over its tax activities and was slugged with a $300 million tax fine. Last year, it earned $3 billion in income. The Business Council of Australia has hit back at the disclosure, saying it doesn't give the full picture. But Mark Bzernczak from the Tax Justice Network says companies should make an effort to explain the discrepancies.
You're talking three numbers, so that doesn't give us a big picture. What has absolutely stunned me with the release of this information, though, is companies that paid no tax, who have made no effort at all on their own websites, on their own public communication, to explain why that's the case. And to have some of the peak business bodies come out and say, oh, it's terrible, people are now asking tough questions of companies and won't get it right. Well, there's been no effort by these companies to offer any explanation, and these bodies are treating us like complete mugs, like we're really stupid, and nobody in the Australian community can possibly understand the tax affairs of multinational companies, which is just complete rubbish.
Most companies paid their taxes, but quite a few paid very little. Apple paid just over 2% of tax on their total income, while IBM only paid 0.1%. Dr. Brett Govinda, an accountant from the University of Technology, Sydney, says the lack of more detailed information makes it hard to see whether the figures are fair.
This is the problem, that because we don't know what the offsets that are being used, for example, there could be some money that's given as a tax rebate. For example, research and development gets 150% benefit. There could be some income that's come in there from dividends that may be Australian franked dividends that could be getting rebates. There can be another example is Qantas, where there's huge losses that are carried forward. So if you have a look at Qantas, they had zero taxable income and zero tax paid. Now, if we look at their performance over the last few years, no one would question that, would they? But the information in the transparency release doesn't tell you how those numbers are arrived at.
Mark Bzernczak says these transparency measures are a good step forward, but more needs to be done.
Transparency is certainly a good step forward. There was a law recently passed in the federal parliament that will require multinational companies with over $1 billion worth of revenue to have to report on their financial affairs broken down on a country-by-country basis. That would give us a lot more information, let us really know what these companies are up to. But there are other measures that can be taken. So, for example, the Labor Party has put forward a proposal that if they were elected at the next election, they will crack down on the ability of companies to loan themselves money and claim that interest as a deduction against their taxes. That'll be a lot more limited than it currently. We think there's a need to also have a public register of who really owns companies. We often find in cases of tax evasion and tax avoidance, there'll be companies involved that the ownership isn't quite clear, and those kind of companies can also be used for other illicit purposes. So having a greater transparency on company ownership is also another step forward. So there are lots of measures that can be taken.
Mark Zernsack from the Tax Justice Network speaking there.